So what do you say we all get together and give a big warm welcome to the man who discovered the South, Phil Harris? Again!
I can't tell you what it means to me to come out all by myself, and you're all laughing, and you're applauding, and you're glad to see me, and I just want to tell you I love you for it because I need it.
I've been Jack Benny for 16 years, and ain't no money connected with that.
I got off to a bad start. They told me when I married Alice, she had money, but I'll be damned if I can find it.
I'll look everywhere. I
thought maybe your brother might have. I went with him, but I don't know. I'll tell you something. It's awfully nice to see such a wonderful
You're a good group to mine.
I just want you to know that I see all the servicemen sitting here, and it's awfully nice to have you. And I want you to know that anytime I have servicemen in my audience, I'm very thankful because they're a good audience, and it's a pleasure for me to try and entertain them. And especially, I got to go with you guys back because during this, I love the sailors because during the last war, I was in the Navy myself. That's right. You can... because I fought the Battle of Catalina.
You're laughing at the same lobster, Frank. You guys didn't need for weakness, Frank. But they had a very unique way that you guys were going to kick out of selecting their enlisted men when I went in according to what they'd done in private life, Steve. So I went in with a couple of buddies of mine, one of them was a street cleaner, and they put him on a mine sweep. And this other guy poured out the buildings and everything. Away and carry them off, and they put him on a destroyer. Now I wound up on the ferry boat.
Gets all worked up and he walks over to the booter like he says, hey, he says, every day a guy comes in, wants to know how many head. I tell him, he goes out, he don't come back. He says, he does it tomorrow, follow him. I want to know. The guy came in the next day, walked up to the barber, says, how many head? The barber says, three. The guy went out, the bootblack followed him, came back in about 20 minutes. The barber says, where'd he go? Where'd he go? And the bootblack says, to your house. Used to party there in the middle, and he got tired of it, so he went down and he had the barber put the part from here over to here, giving bangs in front and bangs in the back. But the guy said it got off me without it because people kept coming up whispering in his nose. Hear about the guy flying drunk, fell out of the 12-story window. This guy is stoned, and he falls out down on the street. There's a big crowd around. He gets up, brushed himself off. Fellow walks up, says, what happened? He says, damn fine, oh, I just got here. Yeah, you're going to be wonderful. I love you. Listen, I want you to know I'm serious now. For whatever little success we've attained, it's just because of one or two people. It's because of you nice people listening. Program, and because we have such a wonderful organization, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy because we have a very competent unit. Everybody does. Well, to give you an idea, everyone you see sitting on that stand does an outstanding job on his or her particular instrument.
See, there's things that I know that you don't.
I didn't know that baby alone, you know. I was supposed to be a pretty fancy fake drummer, but I had an opportunity to meet a lot of wonderful guys in the music business, and we've kept our friendship throughout the years. In other words, seriously, all of these fellas up here all have made a name for themselves in some way or other. You know what I mean? I'm very happy. hadn't been playing saxophone for long. He was the representative for Manischewitz out here. You have some fellas that I want you to meet, a couple of them. I think you'll enjoy meeting them. One of them has his own program tonight, but he still comes over, and he does this for me because he loves me. He don't need the money. He just likes to be around me. The one and only Albino Ray. Up the back row is a guy that's been a friend of mine for, well, a few years. We played together in the same bands. We ran all over the country together. We've been friends since that time. He's gone out into the world, and he's become a tradition, ladies and gentlemen, in his phase of the musical business. And as much as records that he made not too many years ago become collector's items, and the records that he'll make, that he is still making, will wind up to be some of the greatest that has ever been done in the Dixieland field. The one and only Red Nichols of Red Nichols for 5 cents. Now I'd like for you to meet the cast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to introduce you now to a girl. I'm not going to go into a big eulogy about it. I'm just going to tell you we've been married for 12 years. We have one daughter, 9, one 11. She's not only the most beautiful gal in the world, but this kid's got talent, too. Alice Faye! You're a good audience. When I get home, I get the counter money. So. Here's a fellow that's been with us, ladies and gentlemen. Steals our show every week, and we're very happy about it because we not only love him, but he is talented and deserves it. He plays the part of the grocery boy, Julius Abruzzo, Walter Tuchman, ladies and gentlemen. As he looks, too. That's in private life. Now, we have a fellow that this is his first time on our show, ladies and gentlemen. I've been trying to get him on the show ever since Alice and I have been on it for 7 years, but this guy has always been too important on other shows. He's coming on our show tonight to do a character I don't think you've ever heard before, but one that he used to entertain me with many, many years ago. We two have been friends a long time. Here's one of the cleverest guys in the business, and it's a pleasure to welcome him on our show. And when he comes in to do the spot, really making me happy because I want him back again. You remember him as the old-timer and as Boomer and all of the important parts on the Fibber McGee program. This is Bill Thompson. Ladies and gentlemen. They were over on the Benny program with me ever since I can remember. They were responsible for all the cute commercials. They're now a big act in their own right. And when you see them on the marquee appearing around in the country, go see them. You'll be royally entertained. The Sportsman Quartet. And now, the one and only, Elliot Lewis. Have you all here. I hope you enjoyed the show, and thanks for being tonight with me. And in just leaving for a moment, for God's sake, laugh.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? I was only asking.
RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, transcribed, written by Ed James and Jack Douglas, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, John Hubbard, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Tonight we bring you a rare little treat titled A Trip to the Moon, or I Must Have Taken the Wrong Turn at Pomona. Stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Bill Harris. There's one thing you can say about Phil Harris. Actually, there are a lot of things you could say, but this is radio, So, there's one thing you can say about Phil Harris. When Phil heads down the stairs in the direction of his breakfast, he's a happy little character. Well, anyway, he's a character.
There's a mansion in Encino that is owned by Alice Faye. But the poor girl's broken-hearted, 'cause I belong to RCA. Oh, beloved, let me love you. Oh, hi, honey. Breakfast almost ready?
The Manlius School for Girls, Mills College, Wellesley, Vassar.
Honey, I'm here. React.
Whee! Mount St. Joseph's, Smith. Holyoke.
Hey, Alice, remember me? I live upstairs, remember?
Now, look, Phil, this is very important.
So is my breakfast. I know eating is a bother, but I've gotten a habit, honey, and I can't bust it.
You have to wait. I've got to pick a school for Alice.
She goes to school.
Honey, I mean a finishing school after she graduates.
Oh. When's that going to be?
In 3 years.
Well, I didn't know it was an emergency. Let's drop everything. You pick the school, and I'll run outside and stop the bus.
Now, look, Phil, it isn't funny. Every one of these schools has a waiting list 8 blocks long.
All right, wait a minute, Myrna. Just 1 second. Now, what about that application I signed 2 weeks ago? Wasn't that for a school?
Yes. Miss Philpott's Foundation for Young Females. Oh, the most exclusive school in the entire country.
That's right. So what happened?
Our application was turned down. They won't take Alice because her father is an actor.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I told them. But they insist you're an actor.
Now, look, honey, I'm not going to sit here and be... I'll get that. It's the door. How do you like that? They don't like actors. Some of my best friends are actors. Maxie Rosenbloom, B.S. Pulley, Charlie Foy. They don't like actors.
Hi, Curly.
Oh, hello, Elliot. Come on in.
Breakfast ready?
The way I see it, there ain't gonna be no breakfast.
Alice finally ran out of money, huh?
No. We got problems. Oh. We won't let little Alice into Miss Philpott's foundation.
Well, it would be a little crowded.
As a school, Clyde. A finishing school. You know, sort of like college or something, and they won't let little Alice in on account of me.
What'd you do now?
Nothing. They don't like actors.
What's that got to do with you?
Elliot, Alice already did that joke.
She did, huh? It's a fine house you got here. 30 rooms, no straight man.
Look, Elliot, will you be serious for just a minute? This is a big problem. This is a big thing in my life. Now, what am I going to do?
About what, girl?
About my kids. They won't let them into none of them swanky schools just because I'm an actor.
An actor, Curly. An actor.
Okay. An actor.
Better.
But an good actor.
Curly, what's so important about your kids going to a swanky school? So they go to a non-swanky school like everybody else.
Elliot, if little Alice went to Miss Philpott's or Vassar or one of them places, she'd meet only the best. Don't you understand? She'd get invited to West Point, Annapolis, and all them places for proms and dances and... Well, That's important stuff to a girl.
Curly, I got news for you. You better keep your kids out of places like that.
Keep them out? What's the matter? You crazy or something?
No, I ain't crazy. Look, you put little Alice in that Philpott Dame's foundation, and what happens? She starts comparing notes with the other kids.
Okay, so she compares notes. What's the matter with that?
What's the matter? Don't you see, Curly? She goes out with all them kids from Annapolis and West Point, and their fathers are all generals and admirals, and what are you? A skin beater with the Dixieland doozy.
That was 26 years ago. Well, couldn't she say I was a singer?
Could anybody? To them, you're still pounding cymbals. You got no background, no culture.
Well, I'll get it.
Curly, That takes time.
Well, Alice, don't graduate for 3 years. I'll get...
Look, these kids' fathers are famous men. Doctors, scientists, explorers.
Hey, wait a minute, Elliot. You just said it. I got it.
What?
Explorers. That's what I'd like to be. A famous explorer who goes out and discovers something. Boy, that'd make them admirals sit up. Oh, Elliot, just think of it. Little Alice Harris, daughter of the famous explorer and mountain climber, Sir Philip Harris. Queen of the Annapolis Prom. Yeah.
Curly, how'd you get to be queen of the Annapolis Prom?
Little Alice, Elliot. Little Alice.
Oh. For a second, you have me worried.
Anybody home? I've brung the groceries.
Oh, yeah. Just put them on the table, Julius. Elliot, now there's only one other thing. An explorer. You see that? We hit it right now. Look, there's only one thing we've got to do.
What's that?
Now that I'm a great explorer, what do I discover?
How about Abyssinia?
Elliot, are you nuts or something? How am I going to discover Abyssinia? I don't even know what it is.
Well, how about... No, Columbus already discovered Australia.
Yeah, he got it. Hey, I could... You know, something that's awful. Every place I think of, somebody's already discovered.
There ought to be someplace. Fargo, North Dakota? Charleston, South Carolina?
Liberace, West Africa?
That's Liberia, Curly.
What's the difference? They've both been discovered.
Look, if we could only figure how those other guys operated. You know, like Magellan and Balboa, Lewis and Clark.
Pico and Sepulveda.
All right, Julius, go away, will you?
Go on, kid. Beat it before you get clobbered.
Please, Mr. Harris, you ain't going to send me away now, are you? This is the moment I've been waiting for practically my whole life.
What are you talking about?
I couldn't help overhearing the conversation. Leave me stay here, please, so I can watch the end of your complete mental collapse. Yes, he's on the brink. Yes, he's flipping. Body is.
For your information, Mr. Harris and I are engaged in a discussion of a highly technical nature.
Yeah, and that cap you're wearing ought to be on Lloyd Hamilton. Right, Elliot?
By all means, Sir Philip.
They're getting closer.
Curly, you gotta discover something big. Something you can stick your name on, like the Harris Ocean.
Closer.
Or the Saharis Desert.
Closer.
Or the Harrisippi River.
Bingo!
Look, Julius, would you be a good kid and get lost?
Hey, wait a minute. There's an idea. He gets lost and I discover him.
Curly, let's not be ridiculous. Things like Julius wash up on the beach every morning.
Yeah, I'm like Red Skelton. I come in with the tide. You get it, fellas? Red Skelton? Tide? Nothing, huh?
Hey, Curly? That's it.
What?
Tide. What causes the tides? The moon.
Elliot, they already discovered the moon.
Curly, you're going to sign up for a trip to the moon.
I am? Oh, Elliot, that's hard to do, ain't it?
Not for you. You got connections.
Yeah?
You got influential friends.
You mean they can fix it for you?
Sure.
Well, then let's go see them. Let's get to operating.
Curly,
huh?
You'll be a sensation.
Yeah.
You'll be the biggest thing on the moon since Vaughn Monroe.
Well, reach for
it. What a horrible sight. Two big, strong idiots reduced to blubbering idiots. Gee, poor Miss Fay.
Oh, hello, Julius. I thought I heard you.
Miss Fay! Beautiful, Miss Fay. At last I am free to speak of the love that is in my heart.
You'd better not, Julius. Mr. Harris won't like it.
Oh, we won't have to worry about him. He's gone to the moon.
Well, that's nice. As long as he gets back in time for dinner.
He ain't kidding, Miss Fay. He really thinks he's going.
Oh, don't be silly. Julius, I can't even get him to go to Glendale.
Yeah. But maybe if somebody...
What happened, Julius?
I just got the most beautiful...
Julius, I don't like that glint in your eye.
Don't worry, Miss Faye. We'll teach that character of yours a lesson.
But Julius, aren't you going to tell me?
When do you see the payoff? It'll kill you. I'll be seeing you, Miss Faye.
I wonder what Julius is going to do to Phil. Well, it can't be anything bad. He had such a silly little grin on his face. Well, back to the dishes.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only two for tea, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue song, only whoop-dee-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight,
got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight.
From this moment on,
from this moment on,
you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone. From this moment on,
you've got the love he needs so much, got the skin he loves to touch, got the arms to hold you tight,
got the sweet lips to kiss you goodnight.
From this moment on, you and I, babe,
we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone. From this great moment, this big moment
on. Hey, Curly, what do you mean they called you last night?
Last night, that's what I'm talking about. They called me on the phone. The rocket people invited me to go to the moon.
You mean on the level?
Whatever way they go. All I know is, hello, boy, I'm signed up. I'm a member.
Are you sure this ain't a rib?
Elliot, I was down there this morning. I met the commander, and I met his assistant. He's a cute little guy, always laughing and smiling.
You mean they're really going? When?
I don't know. They never let you know them things, but they told me to be ready at any time. You see, I'm a very important member of the crew. I got this lever that I have to pull. And if I, you know, when I get ready to, if I don't pull it, well, you can imagine how important it is.
Yeah. Hey, Curly, there's one thing I don't understand. Why'd they pick you?
I don't know. Unless they wanted one of every kind.
Sort of like a half-mast Noah's Ark, huh?
Yeah, only this ain't no Ark, you see. You never saw such equipment. Hey, Elliot, they got them rocket guns, them space guns, and they've got... Hey, look, I've even got my own uniform.
No kidding,
Elliot. This is a big operation. Look, you get a pressurized space helmet, pressurized space suit, pressurized BVDs. Yeah, man, with a pressurized escape hatch. Oh, this thing really rolls.
I can hardly believe it, Curly. You going to the moon.
Look, I told the commander, I said, hey, Commie, I said, I want to make a good impression when I get to that moon.
Naturally.
And then, you know, I figured, you know, I told him I wanted to look good when I got up there. And I got these, you know, I got them cashmere sweaters with my initials laid on them up there, you know. You know, I thought that'd kind of be nice for the trip with the alligator shoes and everything. And I'm going, I'm selling it. But the commander, you know, he explained to me that when we get to the stratosphere, you know, it's kind of cold. And then he told me that after you get up through to the substratosphere into the stratosphere.
What's the matter, Curly?
Stratosphere. Is that off the ground?
Oh, sure.
Much?
300 or 400 miles.
Three or four hundred.
My, right.
Miles?
Right.
Oh, let's sit down.
Right.
Elliot, what am I going to do?
About what, Curly?
I can't go to no moon. I forgot it was off the ground.
Curly.
Now, wait a minute, Elliot. You know how scared I am of high places. I get nervous looking at a giraffe.
So you don't take any giraffes along?
But, Elliot, I can't even get up on a stepladder. I get dizzy if they put extra soles on my shoe.
Curly, it's going to be a breeze. Like falling off a log.
Sure, sure. But if I fall off a log in the stratosphere, that's quite a drop, Homer. Why do you do things like this to me?
Me?
Why do you let me get into these things?
I wasn't even here.
Sure, my friend. Whenever I need you, where are you? I'll be floating around thousands of miles in the air, and where will you be? In a nice, warm pool room.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's not get hysterical. Let's approach this problem scientifically.
I'll never make it, Elliot. I'm never going to get used to high places. Don't you understand? I even get dizzy when I'm wearing thick socks.
Yeah, I know. I've heard of that. It's called argylophobia.
Don't say it again, but whatever you call it, I got it. That's all I
want. Yeah, but look, you haven't met my friend yet.
I don't want to meet her. I've met some of your friends. Remember, it was part of the cure.
No, I mean, Curly. No. This friend isn't of the stronger sex. This is a man. A man of science, a very famous German professor, Professor Hugo von Straussmann.
He's your friend?
Sure. And he's an expert on rockets and spaceships and guided missiles. Not only that, during the war, he taught hundreds of men how to fly through space without fear.
You mean he was with the German army? An enemy?
Well, yes, but in an advisory capacity only. Right now, he's the space travel expert at UCLA. And if anybody can remove your fear of high places, it's the professor. Now, do you want him to help you or not?
Well, sure.
Okay, then come on, let's go.
Well, I'll be right with you. I just want to put on a thinner pair of socks before my nose starts to bleed. Now, while we're waiting for him to come to the door, do you think it's all right just dropping in on Professor von Straussmann like this? Maybe we should have called him first.
Relax, Curly. All great men are very friendly. I just hope he's home.
Ah, wie geht's, meine Herren? Welcome to Hasenpfeffer Heaven. Jawohl, auch der liebe Augustin and all that sort of Liederkranz. Step inside. Come and sit and see in the living room.
That must be the play.
Hey, Professor, you remember me, Elliot Lewis?
Sure, I remember you. I never forget a schmutzen.
That's face in German.
I certainly hope so.
Step this way, gentlemen, but be careful. Don't step on the cat's tail.
I don't see no cat.
Oh, we don't have a cat, just his tail. That's an old German folk joke.
Hey, Elliot, are you sure
Curly,
this
Nick,
guy...
Wait. Professor von Straussmann, my friend Mr. Harris here is very interested in space travel and rocket ships.
Well, slip my schnapps. Welcome to the club.
Well, you see, Professor, what my friend is trying to tell you, I'm terribly afraid of high places.
Ach, du lieber, that's natural, mein boy. One of my colleagues, Dr. Kleinschmidt, he was afraid of high places until we sent him up in the X-69 V-2-83.
You sent him up in the... You mean to tell me you sent him up in the X-69 V-2-83?
Yeah, the first rocket ship. My, oh, my, what a beautiful zoom it made.
And now Dr. Kleinschmidt isn't afraid of high places anymore?
We don't know. That was 27 years ago. When he comes down.
You know, Professor, I could listen to this scientific talk all night.
So could I. Reminds me of the great German scientist Albert Einstein and what he said about science. He said, Stuhlfreuden, Gluten, Gluten, Fragen, Stolz, and Fleten, Gluten, 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 Unquote. He also had something very interesting to say about women.
What?
It loses too much in the translation. You wouldn't like it.
Hey, Professor, do you really think you could help Curly here?
Oh, jawohl, jawohl. I've been helping the fledgling space flyers since I was knee-high to a hopgrasser.
That's a grasshopper.
You Americans.
Professor von Straussmann, Curly is going to take a trip to the moon.
Ach, du Himmelstraße, a trip to the moon. Oh, you'll love it up there, boy. What a magnificent view. No oxygen, but a magnificent view.
Professor, I keep telling you, I can't stand. I'm afraid of high places.
Curly, look, you got nothing to worry about. Professor von Straussmann is world famous as a space traveler. He's the greatest. All his life, he's traveled in space. Just by looking at him, you can tell that.
Yeah, I've been noticing. His feet don't even touch the ground.
Professor, how am I going to go all the way to the moon if I'm afraid of the height?
The answer to that is so simple: conditioning. We start you off slow and gradually we increase the height, and pretty soon it don't bother you.
Hey, that's a great idea. Gee, that sounds wonderful, Professor. What's the first thing we do?
Well, how do you look in high-heeled shoes?
He looks great, but it makes Alice look awfully short.
All right. Wait a minute. What kind of conditioning is that? Stay out of this, Elliot, a minute. Now, look, Professor, how about this? The commander, you see, this is a very big thing for me. The commander and his whole group and my two lovely daughters, well, they're dependent on me. Now, help me. How are you going to teach me not to be scared?
Oh, of course, mine boy. Here, you come over here and sit on the windowsill.
Well, wait a minute, Professor. We're about a story and a half high here. I don't know whether I got the courage to...
Mine boy, we got the courage right here in this little box. Brave pills.
Brave pills? Sounds like fun. You mind if I try a handful, Professor?
Ah, you're too brave now, mine boy. Here, Mr. Harris, take this pill. It will give you the utmost courage.
Well, I...
Go on, Curly. Surprise your stomach with something dry for a change.
Okay. There.
Fine. Now, just zip on the windowsill.
Okay, but...
That's right. Now, dangle your legs. Lean out a little. Test your courage.
All right. Hey... Hey, I'm scared. Hey, Elliot, I'm slipping. Oh!
You know something? They don't make brave pills like they used to.
Phil, you haven't the faintest idea when you're going to leave. Why do you have to pack?
Alice, I have to back. The first rule for a lever puller is on a rocket ship is preparedness. You've got to be prepared. Now, I'll be back.
You got everything you need, Curly?
I think so. Socks, shoes, handkerchief, hair nets, bobby pins, space gun, space helmet.
How about some space money in case you run into a space doll?
Elliot!
Well, let's face it, Alice. There's Venus, Minerva, or Marilyn Monroe. Oh!
Sure, they'll be here tonight.
Honey, I just got a feeling. Call it anything you want, superstition or intuition. And anyway, they told me that they'd be here tonight.
Well, all I know, I haven't seen one thing in the paper about
naturally,
it.
Naturally, honey, naturally. This is all hush-hush. This is top drawer.
This they is your life.
And speaking of lives, Curly, if anything happens, don't you worry about Alice. I'll look after everything.
Hold it a minute, Clyde. Hold it. Let's not look so cheerful about it.
Cheerful? Was I looking cheerful?
Now, wait a minute. Look, Alice, I want you to remember one thing. If I don't come back for a while, I mean, well, if I don't you start running around, see?
Why, Phil, I won't set foot out of the house for 15 or 20 minutes.
Wait a minute. Give me a chance to get back. You don't have to wait long. Just, well, give me 8 or 9 years, that's all.
Curly, be reasonable.
I'm being reasonable. What if we're floating around up there in the stratosphere and I'm pulling them levers and stuff and we blow a gasket? No, they don't have many gasket stations up there. Take me a while to...
Phil, wouldn't you like to call the whole thing off?
I can't, Alice. The children of America are dependent on me.
Well, how about your own children? They're dependents.
My little deductions. I may never see them again.
Well, come on, Curly. Let's finish packing.
Elliot, why are you so anxious for me to pack?
I'm being helpful.
Well, stop being helpful and stop trying on my cashmere sweater.
Can't I even feel them?
I never saw anybody so anxious.
Hey, Curly, listen.
What?
Listen.
Phil, what is it?
Well, whatever it is, it's right out in front.
Hey, you don't suppose they brought the rocket here, do you?
It's very possible. After all, I'm a big man on this expedition. You know, it ain't every day that you can find a good cheap lever puller.
Phil, don't go. Please. Don't go. Please, Phil.
Alice, make up your mind. Laugh or cry. You're putting Katharine Hepburn out of business. Can't do both, you know.
Look, Phil, this whole thing is very silly. Why don't you call the whole thing off?
I can't. I gave my word.
Oh, but they probably didn't believe you. They know how you lie.
Alice!
Time to shove off, sir.
Goodbye, Alice. I'll think of you always.
Goodbye, Phil.
Goodbye, Elliot. Don't try any more 3-horse parlays.
Goodbye, old man. It's been fun.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hiya, Mr. Harris.
Julius, what are you doing here?
I want you should meet a couple of friends of mine. Come on in, fellas.
Okay.
Commander.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, everybody.
Folks, meet Commander Corey and Cadet Happy of Space Patrol.
Hey, Curly, are these the guys you were telling me about?
Naturally. It's my commander and his assistant.
Oh, Julius, you're so cute.
I think you're cute, too.
Wait a minute, Commander. I want to get one thing straight. You're not taking Julius, are you?
Well, as far as the station...
Then I ain't going.
Oh, smoking rockets, Mr. Harris, you gotta go.
If Julius is going, you can include me out. There ain't no rocket ship big enough for the both of us.
I'll let him go, Curly. You can dump him around Sagittarius.
I ain't dumping him nowhere. If he's going, I'm staying.
But he's gotta go, Phil. We're using his truck.
To go to the moon?
Smoking rockets, Commander. I think he's got Encino space fever. Who said anything about the moon?
You did. You even knew my middle name, Wonga.
Oh, he didn't say Wonga, Mr. Harris. He said Tonga. She's a girl scientist on the show.
Show? What show?
The show you're gonna be on! Space Patrol!
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Lady, are you caught in the kitchen traffic jam when you serve a big meal? Must you choose between cold biscuits and a cold roast? Well, you know, the new RCA Estate range solves your problem of getting everything at once. You can now serve everything. Meat, biscuits, vegetables, sauces, coffee, steaming hot at their peak of savory perfection. Dependable performance, easy operation. The new, the wonderful, the sensational RCA Estate gas and electric ranges. At your dealers now.
Folks, this is Phil again, and I want to thank Commander Corey and Cadet Happy for zooming over on our show. What a big thrill it was, and how happy it made our audience, and I would just love for all of you people out there to be here and see these two wonderful guys. I also want to tell you that they entertain our kids every Saturday on another network, so please listen. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
In Included in this program transcribed were Bill Thompson and Ed Kemmer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy in Space Patrol. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. This has been an NBC Network production.
Middle of page 5. Little Alice Harris, daughter of the famous explorer and mountain climber Sir Philip Harris, queen of the Annapolis prom. Yeah.
I thought it was better to say how about. I says, now Columbus already discovered Australia. I said, yeah, he's got that. I think that's kind of nice to throw in. Just say, yeah, he's got that. How about if I just, no. Bottom of page 5. Yeah. Yeah, he's already got that. How about if I discuss... Or, you know something, Elliot? This is awful. Every place I think of, somebody's already discovered.
Okay. I'll go to the bottom of the beach.
I can't go to the moon. I forgot it was off the ground. You know how scared I am of high places. I get nervous looking at a giraffe. I think I did that all right before. Well, see, this is a little bit I've got to... Now, wait a minute. What kind of conditioning is that? Stay out of this, will you, Elliot? Now, how about it, Professor? The commander and that... See his... What kind of conditioning is that? I'm starting all over again. Now, wait a minute. What kind of conditioning is that? Stay out of this, will you, Elliot? Don't you realize, Professor, the commander and... I didn't want to say cadet. That's what's throwing. Now, wait a minute. What kind of conditioning is that? Stay out of this, Elliot. Look, Professor, listen to me. The commander and my two lovely daughters are dependent on me. Now, are you going to teach me Now, wait a minute. What kind of conditioning is that? Stay out of this, Elliot. Listen to me, Professor. The commander and my two little daughters are depending on me. Now, are you going to teach me not to be scared or not? Bottom of page 19. Alice, the first rule for a lever puller on a rocket ship is preparedness. I'll
handle this for you, will you remember? Folks, this is Phil again. Letters from home are more important now than before the fighting ended in Korea. Remember, letters from home help to keep the spirit and morale of these boys high. So if you have relatives or friends in the armed services, remember to write a letter to them now and then. Thanks. Good night.